You're listening to the Mike Hosking Breakfast Podcast from Newstalk ZB.
My working theory for this year's election was reinforced Saturday night in New South Wales. Now, my working theory for the October election here is that the damage for Labor is done. Chris Hipkins can burn as much policy as he wants. The media can write about him being more popular than the predecessor over and over again. The key is the damage is done. The rot has set in. You have a recession. You have crime touching each and every one of us these days. You have the myriad of problems we have discussed and debated over and over again. Essentially, the government has been found out to be useless, and time has killed them. Time, of course, kills all governments eventually. It just depends on how good you are as to how much time you get. In New South Wales, Saturday night, Chris Minns won by a mile. And yet, for the past few weeks, the polls have told us it was neck and neck. There was a general sense that the coalition were out of time, that they most likely would not win. But most pundits, based on polling, were predicting a close Labor win as a minority government with the help of the Greens or the Teals or the Independents needed. Didn't come to pass. The polls were wrong. Which goes to my theory, like here, the decision was made. Polls were irrelevant. What you might say is not what you might do. People subconsciously decide what's right, what isn't, what's working, what isn't. Gladys Berejiklian was run out of office on a trumped-up charge of some crooked behaviour. A verdict, by the way, that has still not been returned. The replacement was okay, but he wasn't Gladys. The state is beset with all sorts of mess, including endless public transport issues. And essentially, people decided, and decided a long time ago, when they next got a chance to send a message, they would. And they did. Saturday night, Labor piled across the line with room to spare. The close race wasn't close. The polls weren't right. The same thing, my gut says, has and is happening here. Read the polls if you want. Fall for the headlines if you like. But my bet is come Saturday night, October 14, the same story will unfold here. We've already decided. And the poll on the night won't be anywhere near like the polls you see at the moment.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.